Our coverage of the 2018 National Convention of the FFA continues, powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. Today, we have the opportunity to share with you a conversation from this week with Piper Merritt, the Central Region National Vice President. She's from the Owosso, Oklahoma FFA chapter. Piper represented Oklahoma very well on this national officer team of six individuals. We talked with her on Tuesday, just ahead of the opening day of activities Wednesday.
Piper, you know, you've had, just a crazy year. We talked at the midpoint at the Oklahoma State Convention, but tell me about the year.
Well, I don't know if you remember it, but the Oklahoma State Convention was one where we teared up in that interview together, and it's been 6 months since that point, and I'd say the emotions are still running high. It's been the most amazing experience I've had. This year of travel, of growth, of, you know, of rough times, but of moment of great moments that far outweigh any trial that I've gone through. And our team is so excited for this convention. And we think that people are really grabbing onto that message of just one and running with it. And we're really excited. It's starting to fill up in Indy. We're starting to see a few more Blue Jackets. And so tomorrow's first session.
Give me your take on this this theme this year, just one.
It was so incredible to be a part of the selection process for the theme. We worked with an agency here in Indianapolis, and their messaging, they listened to us. They had a graphic listener who sketched up ideas as we spoke. And from that, they picked out a few themes that they heard us talk about, and they explained the idea behind just one. And it really hit me that every experience in this organization begins with just one moment or just one conversation. I remember, you know, some of my just ones are, you know, that just one day that I rode with Mr. Nemechek in the van on the way to a Creed contest and he gave me some incredible life advice, or that just one time that I messed up in a speech room and it made me think, man, I got to work a lot harder. Just one is the basis of everything we do. Every moment begins with one opportunity. And our members, hopefully this is a just one convention that will improve their lives and give them an opportunity to grow.
You've obviously had a chance to go to a lot of various FFA functions, meet a lot of members along the way. Anything kind of sticking out in your mind that you're going to carry with you as a memory past this week?
Oh, goodness. Well, Ron, I'd be lying if I didn't say there were some that stuck out, like staying on an alligator farm. That was a big one. But the thing that will stick out most to me, and after every visit, it always comes back, is the ability of members to show you how they're passionate about what they do in their own unique way. And from the state of Louisiana out to New Mexico and up to South Dakota, every member showcases their passion and their ability in a different light. And that was so cool to see, because their drive for that was just, let me show you what I love. Let me show you why I love this. FFA means something different to everybody. And learning about what that definition means beyond this year of service is something I'm really excited to hear and define.
You've had a chance to talk to a lot of folks that have no clue what that jacket means, No clue really about what agriculture is in this country today. Give me a couple of ideas of some of the conversations you've had in that regard.
It depends, because there are some people that have said, oh, I've heard of the Future Farmers of America, and then there are people that ask what the pineapple is on the front of my jacket, and that's obviously an FFA emblem. But us explaining our organization and our efforts is one of my greatest joys, because I get to share something that I love and that I'm passionate about. And I would say the state of our organization and the state of the agriculture industry in the United States of America is really in a pivotal moment. We have an opportunity to tell our story and to continue to engage consumers at a high level and to allow them to understand our production methods and to honestly create a better environment where we work together rather than against each other. And I think that our organization can continue to aid that process.
One of the things that each of the officers get to do, you get to kind of choose what sort of message you want to give back to the convention. As you've thought about that, I think your time is Friday morning. What are you going to tell these thousands of people at Bankers Life?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Do you remember our very first interview we did when I just became the candidate? You asked me there's one thing I could do as a candidate or as a national officer. I said that my one goal was to learn something from everybody. And so my retiring address is entitled The Forever Learner, and that stems from our conversation together. And that every single one of us has an ability to learn from every single person we impact and from every single person we encounter. But that's going to take a few things on our behalf in order to be forever learners. So hopefully I can help guide some members through that process.
So what do you think, you know, as you reflect what FFA has done for you from the time you first got involved at Owosso to today, national officer, Indianapolis, what's it meant to you?
There's no way to put it into words. I mean, I got to visit my home chapter while I was wearing my national officer official dress, and to see members in the Oklahoma Owosso jacket while I was getting to wear this blank jacket is just something that those members are just so special, and they just have such a bright future ahead of them. This organization has changed the course of my life, and they get to do it too. And it's all for them now, and everything we do is for them. And I'm just so excited for the future of Owosso. I'm excited for the future of Oklahoma and for our country because of members who have these experiences. And I just, there's no way to put this turnaround into words, but it's changed my life.
You told me a story. I didn't have a chance to record it.
Okay.
But you told me a story that you had an encounter with, I think, somebody here in Indiana, about how you got knowledgeable, how you kind of figured out what agriculture was all about. Could you share that with me?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a woman ask me one time, she asked me about the food, or we were talking about food. I was on an Uber on the way to the airport, and we were talking about just food on our plates, and she was like, man, if they'd just stop poisoning those, you know, those meats, I think we'd be okay. And I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? And, you know, we slowed down a little bit, and I got a little bit deeper on our questions and had the opportunity to share with her as she asked. She said, well, what does agriculture mean? Mm-hmm. And so went by the textbook definition of agriculture. And what's really cool is we're continuing to broaden that definition and to welcome more people into it. But that conversation even opened my eyes to how our literacy in our country can continue to improve, and how we can be at the forefront of that conversation. And I'm excited to see how we continue to redefine.
And there was one more story from earlier this year that Piper related to us about an encounter that she had with a leader in agriculture, the president of the Indiana Farm Bureau, earlier this year as a national officer, as he asked her how she was so well versed in agricultural issues.
I was asked by the president of the Indiana Farm Bureau. He sat down and was asking me how, at such a young age, I was so knowledgeable about the agriculture industry, because I was debating policy with him. I was sharing my views on certain trade bills and different issues. And as he and I continued to speak, I had told him that I've been talking like this and, you know, interested in agriculture since I was in eighth grade. And he asked how on earth I had access to that kind of information and how I even knew how to look that kind of stuff up. The reason this conversation began is because I told him that I was an extemp speaker whenever I was in high school. And I told him that the one way that I was able to do that was by receiving the Oklahoma Farm Report emails. I said that there's a guy called Ron Hayes in Oklahoma on Radio Oklahoma Network, and every morning I get woken up to the sound of that email. I read his emails every morning, and I feel like I'm at home, and I feel like I'm able to speak to the people back home about the issues that they're facing and that the Oklahoma agriculture is facing. And I shared with him that, and he thought, wow, like if there was only some way our state had that. It was such an incredible moment to share that resource that I've had. I still read the messages every morning, and even though we're at National Convention and we're here, I'm reading them every day in our backstage room while people are practicing. I open those emails and the Oklahoma Energy Report too. And so I shared with him that that's how I knew what I was talking about, even though I was 19 years old at the time. And so people that receive that email need to know how much care goes into that, because it's because of your care for the Oklahoma agriculture industry and the ability for people to understand why we do what we do, why FFA is even important, that we can continue to grow. And that's what I got to share with him that day.
Piper Merritt, the Central Region National Vice President of the FFA organization, one of the six national officers serving FFA members from across the United States here in 2017-2018, her time as National Vice President ending on Saturday afternoon. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.